Hello and welcome. This is Sammy Rose. I'm president of ESP Lab and Spiritual Science Center. We welcome you today, all those who are with us in spirit. And today we're going to talk about harvest. We do have the harvest full moon, which was yesterday. And we have three sets of harvests, the third one being Halloween. But we want to say blessed be to you, to me, our friends, our family, and our ESP laboratory. Now, I'm going to touch our power star, which we have on our newsletter every month, and we're going to invoke spirit to participate with us in our conference call and our circle of light. So celebrate your love today as we invoke spirit and transcend, transmute, and transform any and all negativity in our lives into pure creativity. Let's live, love, laugh, and be happy, accepting the best that spirit has for each one of us. And as we each one live a charmed life. So let us open ourselves to receive the rich bounty of the universe with the superpower to joyously achieve, feeling thanks for the good coming our way. So, blessed be, and we are going to read Al's article for the month, which is called Light for You. And it's from Al Manning's course, A New Light of Help for You. You are a channel for the healing energies now. Isn't it time you started to use them? The electric blue light of healing. We won't be silly enough to say you never need to die. That would be like condemning you to remain in the second grade of school forever. But until it becomes your time to move along to the next classroom, there's no reason to be sick, crippled, or physically restricted in any way. More than that, it's your duty as a student of the light to reach out for healing for yourself and for your loved ones, and thus demonstrate that the power of the living light is as real today as it was thousands of years ago. In each of my first three books, I included a table of mental poisons and their symptoms. We won't waste space and time by repeating it here, but the basic ideas are of the utmost importance to your physical health and your general well-being. Our negative guilt, fear, envy, resentment, anger, greed, hate, frustration, pessimism, cynicism, and their blood brothers are the thieves who sneak in and who rob us of our good health, our prosperity, our harmonious relations with the environment, and even our basic confidence in the God of Light. So it's time to use the basic attunement exercise adjusted to the blue light. Follow the regular procedure using the blue light and close with an affirmation like, I call upon the vibrant power of the blue light to open and purify my throat center now. I feel the creative healing energy surging through my whole being, healing and perfecting my body and opening my mind to wonderful new creative urges and inspirations. I am charged with the blue light now and carry it with me always to be used for the healing and upliftment of every person and creature I may contact, even without my conscious direction. The beautiful, wonderful blue light bathes all those around me and brings them all the healing and inspiration that they need. We thank you, most loving God, for the privilege of sharing the light. And this is from Al Manning's Light Course, which you can find the whole course on esplab.com and click on the light link. Now we're going to get into a green light meditation, which is works in dual creative action with the blue light. And so let us turn to oneness with the green light of love, growth, health, and prosperity. Let's keep playing with our beautiful friends, the nature spirits. The leprechauns, the gronkidoddles, as we experience this living, loving light of nature, Let us tune into the green garments of the Earth Mother, feel oneness with nature and all green living things. And this is on the magical ray of the power and energy transforming personalities of Pan, Osiris, Hiawatha, Esmeralda, and Ostara. Let's shimmer green with a positive, growth-oriented transformation as we experience wholeness, wellness, peace, protection, prosperity, renewal, and new growth with the power of the green light. Let's make this our extra light attunement period for each day of September and October, and know that you will be uplifted and helped by participating. To play with us, just find a relatively peaceful place in which to relax and focus your complete attention on the infinite source of all, or simply God, if the term is okay with you. Let your imagination fill in any blanks. Know that there is always a response from the infinite. Feel it as a shaft of white light beaming down on you ever so lovingly. Bask in the light and let it do a super cleansing job on your aura. Then when you are ready, invite the light to turn its brilliant emerald green color and continue. I feel the shimmering green light flooding my aura in being with its love and super cleansing, healing, growth, and strength. With spirituality, effectiveness, clarity, fun, and enthusiasm, attraction, freedom, relaxation, sensuality, perspective, healing powers, psychic, spiritual, and material plane growth, and laughter, humor, joy, ectoplasm, with extra fun and love. As it burns, loves, and laughs away, purifies and or completely annihilates anything in or near me that is blocking my ability to manifest wonderful progress in all areas of my life, I accept good cheer, good health with celebration, charisma, success, and I am filled to the happy overflowing point now as I gladly share my good by directing the energy to flow out to today's special Night Light members, including Gary McDonald and Sammy Rose, and on through our personal experiences to our ESP lab. Let us feel thanks with a wonderful surge of fresh power as the great circuit is completed and the great energy flows back to me. Let us be thankful for the privilege of sharing the light. So now what I'd like to do is I would like to, comment a little bit on the aspects of recently. We had Venus retrograde, which was for a 6-week period, and that's a challenging time because folks tend to feel dissatisfied, frustrated, heartbroken, emotional, vulnerable, and the good news is it only happens every year and a half, so we're done with that for a year and a half. Then we had a couple of weeks of breaks, and then Mercury retrograde. Mercury is the planet that rules the mind and communication. We're still under that influence until October 9th. And so it is a time for extra orange light held around the head to promote focus and clarity and illumination. So the watchwords are to be patient, to say less, not more, not to panic, to strive to stay in your spiritual center. It's a good time for working on stall project, old projects. It's an okay time for seeing old friends, not a good time for making new friends. But we're going to plod through it and put it behind us, and when we hit October 9th, it will be behind us, so blessed be. I now would like to turn to the ceremonial part of our conference call today, and before we get started, I'm going to invite those gathered here to take a minute and write a prayer, and then which we're going to burn in the burn bowl. So we're going to pause for a minute to write the prayer, and then we're going to get started with the next round. So hold on now. Okay, I've got my prayer. I'm folding it in my hands to give it a little personal warmth and good energy. And we will save that for that part of the ceremony. And I'm going to an altar space. And before we light our candle, we always have a candle lighted at ESP Lab headquarters, but before we light the new candle for the ceremony, talking about the harvest, we're going to light some sage. And as the sage is lighted, we know that this space and everything within it is purified and blessed on seven planes of reality, and that that energy of the sage rises to the Great Mother of the Universe, and she, in her wisdom and love, blesses us with purification and renewal, helping us to let go of the past we would be free of, purifying and blessing us for the renewal of life, and setting our foot on the right path for right action. So now I'm going to call to the energies of the great light, to the sun, to the radiance, and pull that creative power into our altar. Welcome, East. And then we're going to reach to the great lands of the air, and we are going to welcome the West, the air, the creative intellect, the divine wisdom into our circle, saying, welcome, West.
Welcome, West.
Energy of the North into our circle, bringing the water of life, and saying, welcome, North.
Welcome, North.
And we reach to the great lands of the South, the treasuries of the earth, inviting the earth to be with us, saying, welcome, South.
Welcome South.
High above, welcome, earth below. And as we light our fire, we know we light the fire that is she. We light the island that is we, that together we may be male and female in dual parity, in invocation of the creative side of the universe and all of the spirits in all the realms with to contribute something. And in spite of the Mercury retrograde, say, blessed be. Now, one of the things we're looking at today is the harvest. It's the moon. The moon is at its fullest. We have some background echo. I don't know if their speakerphone turned on. But any of them will persevere. So, as I go into my garden, I reach my gate, and I hope fine, and now I have 1,000 pears here. Got pear trees I planted, they're producing the pears. You have to plant in order to. And so we were one more conference call as we write one more letter for the ESP lab. At this point, we've written over 100 and edited over 100 news since we've taken over as president. But today, one of the things we're the harvest of Al Manning magical information and systems. And so as we have our altar created, purified by the sage with the invocation, with the earth, air, fire, and water, we say to Rock and Al, join us. And we reach for the power personalities of Nurgle, Ra, Ishtar, Osiris, Marduk, Thoth, Bast, and Isis with Pan, Puck, Lady Luck, and Abraxas, and say thank you for joining our spirit party. And now just take a moment and just feel good. Feel good that Spirit is here, and Spirit is with us. And now we're going to build a little magical energy, harvesting some of the best chants from Al Manning's magical system. The first one is for protection. Spirit of the great white light, burn away our psychic night. Let us feel your loving care. Bring us joy and love to share. Make of us your willing tools. Let fulfillment be the rule, that to all will be a light, saving others from the night. Bringing hope and help to all, in answer to our fervent call, we thank you now and feel your love. The answer's coming from above. Spirit of the great white light, burn away our psychic night. Let us feel your loving care, bring us joy and love to share. Make of us your willing tools, let fulfillment be the rule, that to all will be a light, saving others from the night. Bringing hope, help to all. Answer to our fervent call. We thank you now. We feel your love. The answer's coming from above. Feel your love. Al created a series of Rama Agni chants. Rama being the ancient Hindu divinity who slayed demons, and Agni being the oldest name for fire and the Lord of Fire in Hinduism. And an invocation of those universal principles of the demon slayer aspect of the divine and the fire aspect of creation, we say, Rama Agni, send the light to me and we. Rama Agni, send the light, your powerful light, to we. Heal our bodies and affairs, bring creative thoughts to bear. Rama Agni, send the light that sets us free. And of course, Al would allow us in our personalization of our spiritual direction to change the power personality that is invoked depending on your own personal preference and style. So you could say, Mother Mary, bring the light to me. You could say, Higher Power, bring the light to me. God Almighty, bring the light to me. Hare Krishna, bring the light to me. Lovely Jesus, bring the light to me. Dear Moses, bring the light to me. The basic point is you want to keep the same rhythm, so it would be Holy Moses instead of Dear Moses. So the whole point is to tune into the light, to turn to the light, to access the light, and then give the light something to do. Rama Agni, send the light to me. Rama Agni, send electric blue to me and the ESP laboratory. Sweep away the things that harm, let them cause us no alarm. Heal our bodies and affairs, bring creative thoughts to bear. Rama Agni, higher power, Madre Grande, God Almighty, bring the light that sets us free. Bring the healing light to we. Rama Agni, send the light to me. Rama Agni, send the lush green light to me. Bathe me with your growth and love and send abundance from above. Rama Agni, bring the light that sets us free. And now one specifically for Mercury retrograde. Rama Agni, send the light to me. Rama Agni, send the orange light to me and we in the ESP laboratory. Sweep away the clouds of mind, leave confusion far behind. Rama Agni, send the light that sets us free. So we press on and we hold. We prepare to launch our prayer into the prayer bowl, lighted with the light of the altar, the creative spirits that are invoked here. And I declare that all the positive requests in the ESP lab are fulfilled. Rama Agni, send the light to me. Rama Agni, send the yellow light to we. Let it fill our auras with thought from which all benefit. Rama Agni, send the light that sets us free. I declare that all the positive requests in the ESP lab are positively fulfilled. And so it is. And now, I'm lifting up a chalice of water to the universal source of all, to Mother Nature, to Madre Grande, to Mama Universe, to the Great Mother, and ask her, Mother of all, to fill our chalice with abundance, with hope, with presence, with light, with joy, with peace, with every chemical and nurturance that we need in order to balance our body, mind, and spirit. And Mother of all, we thank you for blessing our water with your life and your light and your love. And we harvest all that you have to give to us. And we thank you for all the harvest in our life. And now I drink the water. And I share some with my lucky bamboo, saying, share with me this water of life. And I have a money tree that I'm going to water and say, share with us this water of living life. So now I'm going to keep it short and sweet and simple, which is desirable in Mercury retrograde, to say less, not more. I bless the ESP laboratory. I bless Al Manning. I give thanks for the treasure of Al Manning and the ESP laboratory with spiritual science. And I say blessed be to all who participate in our spiritual activities. And now I'm going to close the ceremony part of the ritual by reaching high and saying the sky spirits love me. And reaching low and pulling the creative power of the earth, saying the earth spirits love me. And now I'm going to reach out to all life everywhere and say, all life loves me and I love me. And we love the ESP laboratory. And it is done in togetherness, finished in togetherness with Al Manning, with Pan, with the gnomes and trolls, with the mother of the universe, with the air spirits, with the water spirits, and the fire spirits, and the angelic hosts. We invoke and bless all the creative spirits of light and sparks of light that love us, that are one with us. And as I extinguish the candles that are lighted here in invocation of the great light, I know that these candles are only a symbol of the greater light which burns within each one of us. And I say, blessed be, so mote it be. I'm now going to stop the recording, and I'll be available if anyone has a question or comment for a few minutes. So just give me 1 second.